chocolate?
Well, that's what I was going to say. I think if the county can find some way that, you know, some criteria for, I think you can probably find some volunteers that would just do it for the meet. And, you know, you'd have to be aviation oriented. You might have to say that they got to have an aviation radio, you know, so they're not shooting when an aircraft's coming in. They know when somebody's coming in. Mm-hmm. And
they sign a waiver,
or they do whatever the county comes up with. I think it can be done.
Yeah, but if something does happen,
that person, it doesn't matter, Delaware law, you're responsible for that slug that comes out to your rifle.
No. If something does happen and a plane hits a deer, the first thing they're going to say is, what has the county done in the last 18 months to do better? And we're going to be able to say, well, we got a report, we talked to the advisory council, and we chased them out one time.
That's going to be unacceptable.
The clerk, the airport manager, and the security guard. And that, I mean, that's just...
If I struck it, it'd be $60,000 to $80,000 minimum.
And that's not saying that it's a BJ.
Have you followed up at all with anybody privately? I know. I asked you to do that. That was the instructions I got.
Right. I
know you called those two companies. But right. Like state police, yes. Can you check with them maybe? They wonder if they would do it.
Well, I mean, if the decision is we're going to have a private managed hunt out here, I've got all kinds of names that we can go to do that. That's not a problem.
That are companies that get paid for it, or
no, just people that, you know, private.
I'd almost say it'd have to be like a state employee or something, where you had some
or something. You have to get it.
I would think that's.
The thing is, if you go by the way of state police, that would eliminate the others.
Yeah.
That would want to come in. Well, not state trooper. But have to be careful, too, the time of the year. May and June are dropping their phones. Yep. So you don't want...
Two for one shot.
No, but what I'm saying, a lot of times the phones are in hiding.
Yeah.
And then here's
that's the worst problem.
Coming out, and here's the anti-hunters coming out.
Right.
And you harvest it. Look what they're going to do.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. I mean, that's the other thing. When you use private people that, you know, if you got the USDA, that's their job. That's, you know, they're experts in airport deer management. You know, we got a little cover by using them that you don't have if you got, you know, Bubba and his friends out there hunting. You know, it's an image thing, and it just depends on what the county wants to do. If you use the state police, though,
it's kind of hard to go against them when you said, you know, we need to harvest a deer. We hired the state police or had the state police come in and take care of this problem.
Yeah.
You know,
is that a state police?
I was going to say, job? I mean, they could maybe do it as training, but I don't know that they're going to bite on that. Law enforcement.
I know there's a couple down there that would do it, but not as troopers, but as
It would be
so.
Yeah.
If they learned when Jim Hicken was going on vacation,
yeah,
they'd probably do it. But then, you know, what the county doesn't know, they're not responsible for. But you know, it's just
we wouldn't do it without.
I understand that. That's one route. The other route is. On the other side of the scale is that you have a full paid-for company that's going to cost. I mean, I'm just, that's the full spectrum.
Or we're going to hire and buy a higher game warden before I hire state police.
Yeah.
Because you've got guys in Wilmington that have never seen a shotgun before.
I just threw state police out because that's like, they carry guns. You know, wardens. And there should be a limit. I mean, it should say you got to kill 25 or you got to kill 50 deer to get your full money. You come in here, shoot one deer, you're not walking out here with $1,000. That's not going to happen. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Especially if we can take care of the deer. Through.
Well, you could put a bounty on each one that they killed.
Yeah. I mean, it's not,
could be done.
It's not deer hunting, it's wildlife management.
Right.
I mean, just go out there and, you know, see how many deer you can shoot, you know, or how many shots you can take is different from making sure that you're...
What I'm saying. You don't want to just come back and shoot one, and you have an opportunity to shoot three or four there.
Right.
But we would have to shoot one at 7 o'clock and leave them for $1,000.
It should be done from September 1 on to February, somewhere in that span, when the season is open.
Mm-hmm. I'm telling you, as a pilot, I'm concerned.